Stop whining. Words for complain and complaint. From time to time, we all complain, whether it's about the poor quality of service in a restaurant, a noisy neighbour, or rain that won't stop. Some people, and I certainly know one or two, never stop complaining. This post will provide you with a range of interesting alternatives to complain and complaint, and will explain the differences between them. I'll start with the noun complaint itself because it has some useful collocations. You make a complaint or, in a more official context, you might lodge or file a complaint. For example, a student had made a complaint about his conduct. He lodged a complaint with the Human Resources Department. Moving on to complain, interestingly, most common synonyms are rather disapproving in tone, suggesting that the thing that someone is unhappy about is unimportant and conveying slight irritation in the speaker. A good example of this is the slightly informal verb moan. For extra emphasis, you can use the phrase moan and groan. For example, he's always moaning about how little he earns, but he never applies for better paid jobs. Instead of sitting around moaning and groaning about the situation, why not do something to change it? In UK English, moan is also a noun, often in the phrase have a moan. It's slightly informal. For example, she was having a moan about her boss. Other complain words with the same slightly disapproving tone are grumble, gripe, whinge, grouch, and kvetch. They are all rather informal. For example, she was grumbling about having to work at the weekend. I don't understand why people gripe about having to pay taxes. I get so sick of him whinging all the time. Some people will grouch about anything. He kvetches endlessly about how hard life is. The verbs grumble, gripe, and whinge are used as nouns too, and are also rather informal and generally disapproving. For example, there were a few grumbles about the cost. Her main gripe was with the service. She was just having a whinge about a colleague. The informal noun grouch is usually used to refer to a person who complains too much. For example, he's just an old grouch, ignore him. The verb whine is used as a disapproving synonym for complain, but is also used to refer specifically to the way that young children sometimes complain in an annoying high-pitched voice. For example, she's always whining about her life, but she does nothing to help herself. Stop whining, Isabel, or I'll take you home right now. As you'd expect, there are some fun informal phrases in this area too. Someone who huffs and puffs complains about something that they have to do, often before doing it anyway. For example, after much huffing and puffing, he agreed to refund the money. Finally, if someone kicks up a fuss, they complain about something, often in a public place. For example, if a customer threatens to kick up a fuss, I usually call the manager. That concludes my post about the language of complaining. I hope the week ahead doesn't give you any cause for complaint.